From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Pentagon says Iraqi forces have driven Islamic State fighters out of the western town of al-Baghdadi, close to a military base where U.S. forces are training the Iraqi army. The Combined Joint Task Force said Friday that Iraqi forces and tribal fighters from the Anbar region successfully cleared the town of Islamic State, retaking the police station and three bridges across the Euphrates River. The militants had held those bridges since September. Earlier Friday, the head of the UN's Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization condemned the bulldozing of the ancient Assyrian city of Nimrud in the northern part of Iraq by Islamic State militants. Irina Bokova said the loss of ancient sculptures and artifacts affects all humanity, not just Iraqis and not just art lovers.
It should be a global responsibility. Political leaders, local religious leaders, markets, art markets, civil society. I think it's some kind of a new global coalition to protect it. And in fact, I'm launching, and I will be launching such a global coalition to protect heritage, where we need the responsibility of a lot of people.
The militants began bulldozing Nimrud on Thursday, the latest in a series of assaults on Iraq's historical heritage. Officials said they used heavy military vehicles in the attack that began after noon prayers. Meanwhile, the Brookings Institution here in Washington says Islamic State supporters used at least 46,000 Twitter accounts in late 2014. The typical backers of the militants were located in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama said Friday that he fully stands behind the Justice Department's decision not to bring civil rights charges against a white police officer who killed an unarmed black teenager during a confrontation in Ferguson, Missouri last year. The president said he backs the Justice Department's findings that the town's white police force has been biased against African Americans. Mr. Obama told students at a predominantly black college in Columbia, South Carolina, that Ferguson will now have to decide to fix what is broken or face possible lawsuits by the Justice Department.
The city of Ferguson will now have to make a decision. Are they going to enter into some sort of agreement with the Justice Department to fix what is clearly a broken and racially biased system? Or if they don't, then the Justice Department has the capacity to sue the city.
Ferguson, a St. Louis suburb, erupted in violence last August when white police officer Darren Wilson shot and killed Michael Brown, a black teenager, in a confrontation after the teen was suspected of shoplifting. NASA's Dawn spacecraft has begun orbiting the dwarf planet Ceres in the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. As VOA's George Putich reports, scientists hope that the data Dawn sends back to Earth will help them learn more about the origin of the solar system.
At its closest approach to Ceres, Dawn will be about 10 times closer to the mini planet than the Moon is to the Earth. Scientists believe asteroids like Ceres may have been the source of water on Earth. But they are especially intrigued by two bright spots in a 92-kilometer-wide crater that might be related to previously detected vapor emissions. On its way to its final destination, Dawn also visited Vesta, another protoplanet in the asteroid belt that has evolved very little from the time it was created. Scientists hope that analysis of the collected data will help them better understand the birth of our solar system. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.
American film star Harrison Ford is expected to make a full recovery after crash landing his single-engine airplane Thursday near Santa Monica, California. Officials say the 72-year-old actor suffered a broken pelvis and a broken ankle. Unemployment in the United States dropped in February and the economy gained 295,000 jobs. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the jobless rate fell to 5.5%. But that good unemployment news sent stocks plunging on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping nearly 1.5% on fears the Federal Reserve will speed up its timetable for raising interest rates. For more, please visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.
That's the latest world news from VOA.